Chapter 1. One February evening after dark, Anne came crashing downstairs.
Marilla! Oh, Marilla! Please may I run over to see Diana? It's very, very important!
Anne, you and Diana walked home from school together only a couple of hours ago, said Marilla dryly. And you stood out in the snow for another half an hour chattering like a whole flock of starlings. I think you've had more than enough time to talk today.
But she needs to see me. She has something urgent to tell me.
Marilla put her hands on her hips. Now, Anne Shirley, how could you possibly know that when you have been upstairs in your room all this time? Anne beamed.
Because she just sent a message to me. We each set our candles in front of the window, and then we make flashes by passing a piece of card back and forth. The number of flashes means a particular thing. It was my idea, Marilla.
I don't doubt that, said Marilla flatly. And before we know it, your fabulous idea will have set fire to the curtains, both yours and Diana's.
No, we're very careful, Marilla, I promise,
cried Anne earnestly.
And it's such fun. Two flashes means, are you there? Three means yes, and four means no. Five means, come over as soon as possible, because I have something important to reveal. And Marilla, Diana just did five flashes. I am dying to know what it is, truly.
Fine, you can go, said Marilla. But you must be back here in 10 minutes, mind.
Oh, thank you, Marilla, cried Anne
as she fetched her jacket and dashed out of the door. A couple of breathless minutes later, she was at the front door of Orchard Slope, where Diana was waiting eagerly.
Oh, Anne, you'll never guess what, Diana cried. You know, it's my birthday tomorrow. Well, Mother has just said that I can invite you to come home from school with me and that you can stay all night.
Anne nearly shot up into the air with excitement.
Oh, Diana, I would be thrilled. That's not all, Diana cried. My cousins, the Murrays, are coming over from Newbridge for the night. They have a big sleigh, and they will take us to the debating club concert at the hall.
This time, Anne shrieked louder than a screech owl. In the few minutes they had left, Diana told her of all the delights that the evening would hold, and then Anne raced back up to Green Gables, arriving pink and puffed just inside Marilla's 10-minute mark. Fizzing with joy, Anne told Marilla the exciting news.
Please, can I go, Marilla? She finished. Oh, I feel so excited!
Well, you can calm down right now, because you aren't going, said Marilla. I don't agree with little girls going to such places, or to late-night concerts.
Anne's face fell. I'm sure the debating club is very respectable, she pleaded.
I'm not saying it isn't, but you are too young for it, said Marilla. You should be tucked up at home in your own bed, not staying out at all hours of the night. I'm surprised that Mrs. Barry is allowing Diana to go.
It's because it's a special occasion, replied Anne, her lip wobbling. Diana only has one birthday in a whole year. It isn't as if birthdays are common things, Marilla. And Prissy Andrews is going to recite Curfew Must Not Ring tonight. That is such a good moral piece, Marilla. I'm sure it would do me lots of good to hear it.
Anne looked up at Marilla, who did not appear to be swayed by this argument, and tried again.
The choir are singing four lovely songs that are almost as good as hymns, and...
Anne's eyes widened as she remembered the most persuasive piece of information.
The minister himself is taking part. He's going to give an address, which will be almost like a sermon. Please, may I go, Marilla?
Marilla frowned. I already said no, didn't I, Anne? No amount of sad poetry or songs or speeches is going to change that. Now take off your wet boots and go to bed.
Just one more thing, Marilla, said Anne.